Republican Representative Brian Holloway says that they're keeping their promises made to teachers months ago. They want to give them pay raises. The House budget proposes an average of 5%.
Teachers will be put on the pay scale where they should be had their salaries not been frozen for the last 6 years.
Holloway helped unveil the House spending plan yesterday during a press conference. He made small references to the governor and Senate plans. Governor Pat McCrory wants to give an average 2% raise, while senators want to give an average 11% raise, but only to teachers who give up their tenure protections, otherwise known as career status.
Unlike other budgets, this budget has no strings attached to it. You do not have to give up tenure or give up anything to get your pay raise.
Representatives touted their plan for about half an hour. House Leader Tom Tillis says their 5% increase would get teachers to the national average in the next couple of years.
And we're doing it in a way that isn't necessarily at the expense of other educational cuts.
Tillis is talking about teacher assistants. The Senate plan would get rid of all second and third grade TAs to pay for the teacher raises. The House, on the other hand, has a different strategy. They want to pay for those raises with help from the lottery. They say that if they double the lottery's advertising budget, it would rake in an extra $106 million. Again, House Leader Tillis.
When we had the discussion about whether or not we should consider this, we thought we could once again improve the integrity of the lottery and really get back to the place where it was sold to the citizens of North Carolina, where the payout and the proposition is honestly presented.
But some House lawmakers, even Republicans, say they feel wary about relying on lottery money to pay teachers. Deborah Conrad, a representative from Forsyth County, says she was surprised when she first heard about the idea.
You know, I like to bank on money that you know you already have in hand, not hopes and wishes of what might happen with the lottery commission. So to me, it's just illogical, and it's not the type of budgeting method that I would have used.
Some House leaders defended their approach, saying they feel confident that the money will come through. Aside from the 5% raise, the budget also gets rid of a controversial measure that rewards only 25% of teachers as long as they give up their job protections. It also reinstates extra pay for teachers with master's degrees in the subjects they teach. Leanne Winner with the North Carolina School Boards Association says overall the plan would help retain high-quality teachers.
We are more pleased with the House budget. There are lots of things that were of great concern in the Senate budget that this budget does the opposite for.
She says the House budget is more aligned with the governor's budget. Both plans would fund a pilot program that would reward teachers based on things like leadership roles and subjects taught.
We think that is a good starting point for them to let some of the districts who are interested in experimenting with rewarding teachers in different ways to have that flexibility and see what works and what doesn't work.
Democratic Representative Rick Glaser from Fayetteville also thinks there are strong elements in the House budget, but says the plan does not go far enough, that it does not undo the damage that's occurred over the years.
It is not a sufficient enough commitment to where we need to go to keep the mass exodus of teachers from continuing. It doesn't provide any professional development money. It doesn't undo ongoing $500 million worth of cuts to teachers from the last 3 years.
Glaser says he at least commends the pay raises. In fact, that's the one thing almost everyone can agree on. The proposals from the House, Senate, and the governor all want to boost the starting salaries for teachers to $33,000. The House is expected to pass its budget by the end of the week before meeting with the Senate to come up with a compromise. Rima Grace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.